Episode 3, Assets of Community Value. There's still no money.
Okay, so here's yours.
Here's one for you.
Here you go. Is everyone happy? Yeah. All right then, so great. Yeah, language, it's important to all of us, but what does it actually mean? If I was to say community to you, what does that actually mean to you?
All of this language gets chucked about and they think that we all think the same.
They think we are all the same.
Yeah. I mean, like at that meeting the other day, we're going to sell off everything and give places for you to run without any money, support or input. Thanks. Bye.
They can't sell this place.
They'd love to sell this place.
Managed decline.
It's vital. It holds us all together like a real asset of community value. All of us, all shapes and sizes and backgrounds. Mm.
It's really hard, this. It's just all about power, isn't it? Who has it, who shares it, who doesn't have it?
Yeah. But definition, yes. Let's break this down, shall we, for the first activity. So look, I've got a load of words here. Assets. Can have that one.
Oh, yeah.
Council. Oh. Power. Community, value.
Oh, yes, yes.
So writing group, poets, let's try this. Let's start with council, right? Whatever it means to you. Responses, thoughts, poems, go. Mm.
Yeah.
This is hard.
Are you arts and crafters all right?
Yeah.
I thought we could do some drawings of the philanthropist today.
Love this. But how do you know what it looked like when I'm over here?
Behind, do you think he was rich?
Well, they haven't made a bust out of any of us, so I'm guessing so.
All right, how did you find that?
It was really difficult, but I enjoyed thinking about it.
To me, the council should be representatives from each community, expressing the needs of that community. There's power given when you're the one representing a group of people. Mm.
Yes, but that's when it gets polluted. The ego takes over and they lose track of what they have to represent.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Oh, the perversity of it all. A load of the decision makers don't live in the places that they're making decisions for. They think about what they want. Every neighbourhood has its own specific sets of needs.
And desires as well.
Yeah, desires and dreams.
And how they prioritise. Nobody's priorities are all the same. We're all motivated by different things. Obviously, we have certain things in common, but somebody's idea of home is somebody's idea of hell.
Yeah, I mean, that's why things are collapsing. This assumption that every community is the same. They just don't seem to be able to deal with flux. Communities change and overlap and shift and move on and move in, transient, permanent.
That's it.
How can decisions be made to meaningfully reach all of that flux and chaos and stability at the same time?
Managed decline!
It's like our street WhatsApp group. People love to drop in with big old opinions.
Oh, don't they just zing!
And they're then amazed when people disagree with them. Like they're the spokesperson for everyone and why doesn't X agree?
I mean, everyone loves the idea of things. Yeah, sure, reopen this, get rid of that, move them on. But not here, please. And it's always the ones that shout the loudest. It drives me so wild.
You're having too much fun in here. We've had a complaint. Too much noise.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're all right. I like to hear the sound of everyone having a good time. Makes this place feel alive again. Can I steal a sweetie? Oh, I love these hot ones.
Before we move on, the funniest WhatsApp thing, and it is connected to community.
Yeah, go for it, go on.
Well, there's an owl on our road, and there's always a lot of chatter about it. Oh, it's so sweet, etc. Someone pops on one day and says, oh my God, I think the owl's had babies. Well, you can imagine the excitement. So they share a photo of it, and someone else says, I think these are pine cones.
Save the pine cones.
Oh my God. You should do one of those lost cat posters, but for the baby owls. Have you seen these owls?
These you have too.
All right. Okay, let's hear some. Who wants to go first?
I can. Top heavy, swollen up there on the fourth floor. And trimmed to the bone underground, a council holding the keys to the castle, a council filling the seats in the town hall, a council waiting for the refreshments to be caught. What? We don't get coffee and pastries anymore? A council of cups and saucers, a council drinking the cups and saucers.
What if the council was a set of 500 cups and saucers? Would it make much difference? Strength in numbers, for both, and fragility. There are no answers or quick solutions in these workshops, but there is hope amongst the cups and saucers.
Do you like this one? What about this one?
Great.
They look like fossils, don't they? Really fun though, pushing clay on bits of the building.
All right, let's get to it. So today we're going to time travel, everyone. Power to 2065, shall we? So for the first activity, I'm going to give you all 10 minutes to write to power. Go. Right, so power then, how was that?
Still very hard.
I have as much desire to wield power over everyone as I have to include Tories on my Christmas card list.
Power has no individual identity. It is experienced differently by the powerful and the powerless. Power just sits there, waiting to be wielded by those that believe they already own it.
Just stay off the WhatsApp group.
Well, we don't mind, shall I? Empower, no power. If you have power, you can move mountains. You can come and go. Power is freedom. Power charges choices. No power is hopeless. No choices, no light at the end of the tunnel. No joy, no change, just a daily grind.
We're in 2065. It's the future.
Wow, that went quick. That team must have been strong. I only popped out for a smoke.
So, still with power. It's the future. We're still here, but let's imagine we're ageless like the philanthropist. We have all the power. We're in charge. What could we do? How could we run things?
Now we're talking.
I personally hope genocide and war are history. But what about this place? What shall we do? Do we wrestle it from the grips of the council?
Manage the climb.
And run it ourselves?
Yes. Let's do that.
What is the council in 2065? Maybe let's start with that. We've gone from Thatcherism, there's no money, to Starmerism, there's no money, to whatever we want it to be, ism.
I mean, the future of this place should be in our hands. Imagine citizens' assembly or neighbourhood forum, which isn't held by a tight grip of authority. That's literally run by the people, for the people.
It'll take more than that, won't it? Councils need to stop being run like businesses and get back to the idea of public service.
It wouldn't take much to breathe new life into this place. Fix the roof, fix the boiler.
Here we go. Sounds like a plan. Right, 5 minutes writing this down.
A plan for 2065. How to govern. Structures, systems, principles.
OK, so the public's in 2065, if we were in charge.
There should be a proper citizens' assembly, not a tick box panel. Something real, made up of people who actually live here. Mm.
A neighbourhood forum that isn't stitched up by the same three people that shout the loudest or love a meeting or a selfie. That would be a good start, wouldn't it?
That could be us. Something open, evolving.
And rotating power. Cooperative decision making. No one person is stuck holding all the keys.
Yes! A roaming seat of power. Share it, smash it, move it. Break the cycle of gatekeepers. That's a massive bunch of keys.
What to abolish? Meetings, gatekeeping, reports.
First thing I'd do, scrap all the bloody reports. You know, the ones that get written and filed away and never read. And the reports that get written about all of the reports.
Shred them. Use them to pack away all the useless desk toys and paperweights floating around the top floor of the town hall and send them to a charity shop.
Yes, and no more meetings about meetings or reports about meetings. What even is that? Shall I schedule a meeting so I can download you on the meeting and I'll ping you over a one-sided report to the meeting of the meeting?
Sack all of them at the top, honestly. Rip it up and start again and put more people back on the ground. But really, I would.
Manage to climb but with a calendar invite.
What to build? Repairing, caring, funding, actual spaces?
Fix the boiler.
Fix the roof.
Wait, is this 1985 or 2025 or 2065?
We need to start opening the flipping front door for a start. You need to know we even exist before you can walk in, and permission to even know that they can use the space.
And fund it properly. Pay people to run it, like actually pay them. Not just to open, close and clean, but to facilitate, to welcome, to be creative, to host the community, to be a good neighbour.
A modern day philanthropist, not marble, but just someone who actually pays the gas bill and gives a shit.
There needs to be hope.
Hope. We always get told what's realistic, but the current system isn't realistic for any of us.
So maybe utopia is just the beginning of realism.
Maybe this is exactly how change starts. In a dusty room, with some tea. Consensus building. Respect for difference.
And a load of pine cone owls. And chocolate hearts looking over us.
It's definitely good to dream, to imagine. Right, let's have another reading.
1985 or 2025 or 2065. It seems the same to me. I like their idea of 2065, though. Rebuild it when it's all gone bust. Watch it collapse. And this building will still stand. Communities with real power to change. This might be utopian fantasy, but if all else has failed, maybe fantasies become realities and philanthropists, or meaningful radical alternatives aren't just lumps of marble under the microwave.